now and then, here and there, and always at sexpotcomedy.com.
Next storyteller.
Welcome to the Narrators Podcast.
This podcast collects stories that were told at the Narrators, a monthly storytelling event that features people telling true stories based on a theme.
The show takes place on the third Wednesday of every month at the Buntport Theater in Denver, Colorado. Hello, friends. This is Robert Rutherford, and I am here with Mary Robertson.
Hello, hello.
And we are the co-hosts of The Narrator San Diego, a new, brand new storytelling show that will begin next week, September 8th. So it is September here in San Diego, and we're talking to you from our dining room. The windows are open. There's a nice coastal breeze. The marine layer has begun to move in for the evening. The cloudless sulfur butterflies are beginning to emerge from their chrysalids under the cassia trees. College students are scampering back to overstuffed classrooms in record numbers at state universities throughout the region. And Slow-Mo is somewhere roller skating his way into enlightenment.
Why, thank you, Garrison Keillor. The Narrator San Diego starts next week, September 8th, at the Tiger Tavern in beautiful North Park, San Diego. The show starts at 8 p.m. and it is an all-ages event. September's theme is firsts.
The show is going to be taking place on the second Tuesday of every month starting next week. And we have assembled a bright constellation of storytellers that will guide us on this, our maiden voyage. We hope you will join us.
In the meantime, we have a story told by Aaron Rollman, who is the co-host of The Narrators Denver. Aaron tells a story based on the theme WTF, which was recorded June 17th at the Buntport Theater. Give it a listen, and we'll see you at the Tiger Tavern next week.
So I work here at Buntport Theater. It's what I do full-time. It's my actual job. I work a job that is simultaneously full of what-the-fuck moments, but where the fuck is never whatted. Like, ever. It doesn't matter what you do. Like, you can't phase us. We've been working together for 15 years. There's nothing that one of us does that anybody's like, what the fuck are you doing? One day when I was in the our office kitchen, which we do have. That sounds like it's too fancy, but we do have one. And I was in the kitchen, and I got to work first, and I was putting my pants in the freezer, and I had all of my other clothes on, including my shoes and socks, so just my pants were off. And I was putting them in the freezer, and my coworker, Sam, walked in, and she did not even bat an eye, let alone ask me what the fuck I was doing. Like, she did not care. That is the type of work environment that I work in. We perform in the freight elevator of the Denver Art Museum on the last Friday of every month, in swimming suits, as one does in freight elevators. And there's one time where my coworker Hannah, she got really nervous right before the show. So the elevator doors are closed, and then as soon as they open, the show starts. And she got nervous that she was bleeding through her tampon and then subsequently her bathing suit. This was the concern, her costume, the evening's costume. And so she asks Brian, who's standing next to her, to check, to look. And we've worked together for a long time, so that's cool, you know? And so he gets down on his knees to check it out. And I'm standing on the other end of the elevator. It's like 15 feet long, so I'm standing on the other side. And you know, finally, he's like, move your hands, move your hands. And she does. And he's like, oh, yeah, you're bleeding through your suit. And right then, the doors open. And I think, I'm way in the back, and I think, yeah, that's another day at work. Like, that's just normal. So that's the kind of work environment that I live in. So it's kind of hard to come up with things that, like where I actually end up being like, whoa, what the fuck, you know, because I work with those people. So I thought that the best thing that I could do was tell a quick story that doesn't take place at my workplace, but instead at debatably the most WTF place that we have in Denver, Casa Bonita. So I was taking two people who had never been before, but you all know that they manage to serve the most disgusting food. So papillas accepted, obviously. And then just to make sure that they have destroyed your evening, the only way to enter the building is to actually buy the food. Like, you know that that's how it works. And I think that's actually a remarkable business plan. It's like the only business I know where you are forced to buy garbage before you can partake in anything else that the business has to offer. You know, it's like, no, we've got other stuff and it's pretty fun, but you have to buy garbage first. Which I think we might try for the next 15 years at Buntport. But anyway, so I decide to get the taco salad, which, just so you know, it's in the shell, and then it's iceberg lettuce and six like unflavored pinto beans, and then a scoop of the meat of your choice. So that is what their taco salad is. And I am one of those people in the world that doesn't eat meat. So the woman asked me, you know, do I want chicken or beef? And I say, oh, I would just like taco salad, no meat, thank you very much. And then she says, oh, don't worry, it won't touch any of the rest of your food. We'll just serve it in a bowl on the side. And I was like, well, I don't know if that's necessary. Like, that's totally cool. Like, why don't you just not put the bowl of meat on the tray with the other part of the salad? And that's better, that works better for me. And she's like, we have to. We have to put the bowl of meat on the tray. That's the system, and that's how it is. Now, you know, people are vegetarians and vegans for all sorts of reasons. And if anybody's reason is that they actually totally hate the taste of meat, but they love to see scoops of it wasted in front of their faces, then this policy makes sense. Given that, strangely enough, that is not why I choose to not eat meat, I tried again. You know, I was like, well, okay, can you give my bowl of meat to the next person that orders a taco salad? And just like, just please don't give me the bowl of meat. But that didn't work. And she did continue to assure me that the meat would not touch the rest of my food, which was not really the point. You know, I was like, okay, thanks, sure. But I did have to give in eventually because I was at Casa Bonita, and the gastronomic deal with the devil is the ticket into the rest of the place. Like, it's the deal that you've made. And so I cave in, and I say, fine, I will take the salad with a bowl of meat on the side that will for sure be thrown away. Just so we all understand what this transaction is. And she's like, okay, great. And then she said, would you like chicken or beef? Casa Bonita, ladies and gentlemen.
The Narrators is produced by Robert Rutherford, Aaron Rollman, Mary Robertson, and me, Ron Doyle. I produce and record the podcast with engineering assistance by Josh Johnson, and our founder and executive producer is Andrew Orvidal.
The Narrators podcast is brought to you by these amazing sponsors.
The great guys at Illegal Pete's and Greater Than Records, who in addition to providing rad burritos all over town, provide great local music and comedy.
The next time you need a photographer, remember From the Hip Photo. You can learn more about their honest and unforgettable service at fromthehipphoto.com.
Check out the appropriately named Sexy Pizza on their website, sexypizzaonline.com.
And finally, by Breckenridge Brewery, making balanced, approachable, and interesting handcrafted beers in Colorado for over 25 years. Check them out at breckbrew.com. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or on your favorite mobile podcatcher. For more information and to find past episodes, visit thenarrators.org.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Womp, womp, womp.